Stand up, you're on your own tonight. That's the last time that you lie awake in bed all night with no.
All right, here we are again. This is your MacCast for December 20th, 2004. I'm Adam Christensen, I'm your host. The music you're listening to is Destination Anywhere by Backside Slappy. If you guys like it, head over to garageband.com and look them up. It's RIAA free stuff. They release it under a Creative Commons license, which means I'm free to use it, you're free to use it. You just have to give the guys credit. So credit to Backside Slappy for that. So what's going on in the world of Apple today? Apple, it seems like, is out, got their lawyers out, and they're running around, and they're suing a bunch of people. It's unnamed defendants, quote-unquote, according to Apple. And the initial rumor was that it was the iPod flash leaks that they were all up in arms about. Apple's getting pretty, I guess, upset that people are running around and beating them to the news they want to announce at Macworld. So there's been some back and forth. Some other people thought it might be iPod phones, the thing from Motorola that was going to allow you to download iTunes directly to a Motorola phone so you can listen to them. But I found out late this afternoon that it turns out what Apple's really concerned about is another thing that was leaked on, I believe, AppleInsider.com. And you can check out the article. I think I have a link to the show to it in the show notes. But it's a FireWire device for GarageBand. Breakout box that's going to let you have a bunch of inputs and outputs. It's going to work through FireWire. I'm actually really excited about it because there's potential benefit for people like me who do these podcasts. Right now it's kind of hard to get decent audio into GarageBand vocal audio, and this thing's going to have XLR input connectors for, you know, standard microphones that you use for on-stage performances and for broadcasting, recording. Things like that. It's going to be a preamp, so we'll be able to get our levels up nice and good. You guys will probably notice I've switched microphones on this podcast, and you know, I like the mic, but it sits right next to my computer, not on a mic stand or anything like that, and it picks up a lot of the external noise. You guys might be able to hear my mouse clicks, anything I touch on the desk kind of comes across there. And I really don't like it. So hopefully this asteroid thing is true. It probably is, since Apple's bothered to get their lawyers out there and start hounding on people. I would look really forward to it. It looks like a cool device. Apple Insider's got a little mock-up of the thing, a little square kind of breakout box, got a FireWire cable coming out one end, a bunch of inputs, outputs, line-ins and line-outs, and these XLR, TSR input connectors for microphones and other like stage type devices on the top of it. Looks really cool. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that coming out. Hopefully Apple won't change it now that it's kind of been leaked, or won't push it back or something like that. Because I think it's something we all need. The price point, it sounds like, is going to be around $130, $150, which is much cheaper than some of the USB breakout type devices that are currently available from companies like M-Audio and stuff like that. Saw another thing that the iTunes Music Store turns out some PC users are having download issues with the iTunes Music Store. The funny thing about this thing is that they ran an article, I think I saw it over on Macworld's website, and turns out there were like 36 people that complained about this on Apple's forums. Now, 36 people doesn't sound like a huge amount of complaints when you consider the number of iTunes that are probably downloaded, but I guess the PC people are all irate, and it seems to be that this download glitch is probably related to Service Pack 2 for Windows XP, but no one's really sure. So if you guys hear any more about this and find out what the issues might be, shoot me an email, matcast@gmail.com, or call the hotline 206-222-2788 and let me know what you've heard about it, and if there's a fix for our old PC friends out there. I guess the bigger fix would be get a Mac. Anyway, I've gotten a lot of feedback on the show. It seems like you guys are enjoying what I'm doing, so I'm going to try and keep doing it. And I got a couple questions in, so we're going to kind of run through those things. There's Patrick over at www.pjk.net. He actually does a podcast. Gave me a shout out on his show, so I'm kind of returning the favor. Hey Patrick, how's it going? He had a question about the show notes that I do for the show and what tools I use for putting those together and getting them up on the website. I actually did a little bit of research on this. A lot of podcasters out there are using a product called Radio Userland that does OPML, which is an outlining format standard. You know, I downloaded the software, I tried to use it. It was confusing to me. I didn't really enjoy the experience, so I kind of started looking around for some other stuff. And there's a great group of developers out there, the Omni Group, www.omnigroup.com, and they produce a number of products. OmniWeb is a great web browser. If you haven't tried that out, you should pop over there and give that a try. But specifically, the product that I started using was their product Omni Outliner Pro. It's in a beta version, so I'm using the beta version right now. I'm pretty positive that I'm going to go ahead and purchase it. It does a great job of putting my outline together. I can drag and drop in multimedia files, the QuickTime music I play for my intro, just drag and drop in there. It's all in one place. I have the links in there to all the content and news items that I talk about. And then just at the end of my show, I just export to HTML, and it takes care of putting together all the JavaScript, putting everything together. If you go look at the show notes, you'll notice that the different level items you can expand, open, and collapse, expand and collapse. All that JavaScript is written out by Omni Outliner. Omni Outliner also supports the OPML outlining standard, and you can use it for all that kind of stuff. So that's what I use. I passed that along to Patrick via email, and he's using it on his stuff, and he's happy with it. So I think it's a really good product, and it was much easier, at least for me, than the Radio 8 product from Userland. So, you know, check both of those out, see what you like, and give me some feedback. Let me know your experience with either one of those products. I'd love to hear back from you guys. Patrick also had another question, which I found very, very interesting, because I have these same speakers. I have the original SoundStick USB-powered speakers that hook up to your Mac via USB rather than your regular line-in or line-out audio jack, you know, your headphone jack. And his friend got an Airport Express and has a laptop and was wondering, since you can hook to an Airport Express a set of powered speakers and play your iTunes music through that wirelessly, he was wondering if there was any way to hook up USB-powered speakers. I went online and looked around and tried to see what I could find, and I wasn't able to find any solution for this. So if anybody out there has any ideas or knows about anything, I did find that the Airport Express, while it does have a USB port on it, that's only for the print server, and it doesn't actually support USB-powered speakers. Now, I don't know if that's something Apple can change in the Airport Express firmware or something like that in the future, and they probably should, although I don't even know of that many USB speakers that are still out there. I think the SoundSticks were the only ones that I did know about, and I know that the new SoundStick 2s don't have the USB connector. They have the standard eight-inch mini plug audio jack. So, you know, Patrick, if we can't find some sort of USB breakout box, and it probably would be more expensive than just buying a new set of sound sticks, which I think the sound sticks are about $100-$150, somewhere in that range. So you might tell your friend it's time to eBay those USB sound sticks and just get a set of the new ones, the SoundStick 2s. So that's one solution. If anybody else has another solution, please call the hotline, send me an email, and let us know, you know, what your trick is. Finally, the last question that I got in was related to doing the podcast. Ken sent me an email And he was asking specifically about, once I've recorded the podcast, he understands how to record it and everything like that. Once I've recorded the podcast, how do I get together the feed to actually put it out to you guys, get it on the iPodder clients, iPodder and iPodder X, and actually send out the file? And specifically, he was curious about how to create an RSS feed with enclosures. The technology that makes this thing possible is RSS feeds. Real Simple Syndication is what RSS stands for, and specifically a extension to the RSS standard, which is enclosures. And basically all enclosures are attachments for news feeds. A lot of blogs have RSS feeds and you can subscribe to them. What the guys who developed podcasting added to that standard was enclosures, these attachments. And basically we attach an MP3 file. I attach this MP3 file, you guys download it, and that's how you get to listen to it. So the RSS files are actually just XML files, and you guys can go to the area where you get this Maccast and just plug in the URL for that, and it'll come up in your browser. And if you view the source on that, you can see how I put together the XML file. There's also some tutorials over at iPodder.org. If you go into the podcasting directory and then go to the documentation area and then take a look at podcasting documentation, you can find some helpful articles there. I wasn't able to find a really good website that just talks about how to kind of hand code or put together an RSS XML feed file. So if anybody has information on that, please call me and shoot me an email and let me know so I can pass that along to Ken. All right, the last couple things I want to talk to you guys about. I am listed over at podcastalley.com. That's a website that lists a number of podcasts that are available, but the one thing that they do is they have a voting system over there. So if you guys could pop over, there's a link again in the show notes, or just pop over to podcastalley.com, look up my podcast, it's under Maccast, so if you just do a search for Maccast and vote for this podcast if you guys really like it. I'd like to try and get into the top 50 podcasts over there, and I just need a few more votes to do it, so if you guys can help me out, I'd really, really appreciate that. Last thing is, like I said, I love hearing from you guys. I love getting the emails. I'd love to get some more voicemails on the hotline. The hotline number is 20-MACCAST8, MACCAST8, which is 206-222-2788. You can also reach me via email, maccast@gmail.com. Love to hear from you guys. Let me know how I'm doing. Hopefully I'm getting better at this thing. Actually, on this podcast, I stopped and started it over 4 or 5 times. I'm really trying to cut down on those ums and ahs and get rid of some of my inexperience, and hopefully I'm getting better at it. I think so. Let me know what you guys think. If you think I'm getting better, hey, if you guys think I suck, send me an email or shoot me a voicemail on that too. Let me know how I can improve this thing. There wasn't much news today, so I'm going to close it out. I'm going to go ahead and play Destination Anywhere by Backside Slappy again. It's the music from the last show. That actually brings up another thing. I really need more music. I need more RIAA free music that I can play for you guys. So if you have a band, by all means, please shoot me an email, send me an MP3 file. I'll take a listen. If I think it's appropriate for the show, I'd love to play it. I'll plug your band. Let me know when you have upcoming shows, and I'll give you guys a free plug. So anyway, that said, I hope you guys are enjoying the show, and I will see you all next time. Oh, gotta reset my music here. Sorry about that. Here we go.
Stand up, you're on your own tonight. That's the last time that you lie awake in bed all night with no direction. Your direction's out the door. Let's go, let's go, let's go. You found your way tonight. up into the moonlit night. The stars are shining in your eyes. When there's miles to go, that's why you said your goodbyes. Now you're after more than you know. Destination anywhere, I swear it won't be long before. Stand up, you're on your own tonight. This is your life. Stand up, you're on your own tonight. This is your life. You're miles away, miles away from everything you've left behind. Nothing seems to matter now. You said your goodbyes to all of your regrets and second chances, failed attempts. Suddenly it all makes sense. This is your chance to say screw it all. Stand up, you're on your own tonight. This is your life. Stand up, you're on your own tonight. This is your life. Go! Your chance, make it worth your dying breath. This town ain't begging up for you. Stand up, you're on your own tonight. This is your life. Stand up, you're on your own tonight. This is your life. Your direction's out the door.